Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
So we heard the news today, some shocking figures around children missing days in school. And according to a new report, absenteeism among primary school students in particular has more than doubled. Now, by the way, you secondary school kids, you're not getting away with it either. That's gone up dramatically as well. Data from the Department of Education shows one quarter of all primary school students missed over 20 days in 2022-2023 academic year. This compares to 11% before COVID-19. 20 days. And that's like a quarter. So 25% of kids, one in four, missed more than 20 days. Now, 20 days, of course, is the legal requirement. You cannot miss more than 20 days. Well, your parents are technically supposed to be in trouble, but never really happens. Experts are saying that schools don't know how to manage the problem. It's creating a chaotic learning environment, and we don't often have sympathy for teachers, what with their 4 months holiday a year, etc. But having children in and out so regularly or irregularly, as the case may be, makes teaching in the class incredibly difficult. When you think about it, it isn't just the kids who are missing out that are affected, it's also the other children who are disrupted in the class too. But I wanted to know what's happening here. Why is this happening? And is it acceptable? Well, of course it's not. I don't think it's acceptable. Maybe it's easier for parents to remove their children from school to accommodate holidays, family issues. Maybe children are missing school because of all the stress and anxiety they reportedly face nowadays. Although we faced it, we just got on with it. Or maybe parents are being helicopter parents, too soft. You know, kid wakes up in the morning, I have a sore throat, I have a pain in my head, I think I have a bit of a temperature. And mum goes, okay, I'll leave you off school today then. Do you not feel well? Here, I'll leave you off school today. And 2 hours later, they're sitting on their PlayStation or their Xbox and they're chatting to their mates as if nothing's wrong with them. So they just really wanted a day off and they blag it. Now, I remember when I was a kid, I used to blag it as well. You tell your mum, I don't feel well today. If you hadn't got your homework done, something like that, right? I don't feel well today. Your mum would give you a box in the head and say, get to school. You'd go to school with your legs hanging off. Anyway, are we becoming too soft as parents? Should we have harsher penalties for parents, by the way, who miss more than the 20 days? I know in the UK, for example, they fine you per day for every day you go over, I think the 20 days, or is it 20? I think it might be 24 in the UK, I'm not too sure. In Ireland, the fine for missing more than 20 days for parents is like an odd number. I remember reading it, going back years ago, we were talking about something similar, and it's like €246.17. It, because it was converted from the original law before we changed to euro, so it had to be converted directly over. Depending on how many days. Now, every year, about 5 or 6 parents are taken to court in Ireland. Not very many. And they're really the extreme cases where children haven't turned up for school all year round. And some of the excuses are outrageous. I don't want to be bad and point out this, right? But the vast majority of cases where children are not turning up in school are single-parent families. Now, I know you're going to say, Niall, you didn't have to give us that statistic. Well, I did, because I think there's a reason behind that, because I always believe two parents are better than one. There are some single parents who do a wonderful job raising their children. I'm not saying all do a bad job raising their children, but it must be more difficult as a single parent. And when your kid is saying, I'm not going to school, that could be difficult. Anyway, I want to know what you think is causing children to miss so much school. Let us know. The number is 087-188-0008. Jason, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. How are you getting on, pal?
This statistic blows me away. One and a quarter are missing over 20 days a year.
Yeah. But see, a lot of that be strategic as well, holders. I know families that they don't rate, they know they'll get away with 20, so they'll book their week when it's half the price because they can't afford to take their kids away. But then that's parents that are, say, putting material things over education. That's them. They want their photographs up on Instagram with their family photo, their family holiday, and all in the resorts, and that's all that is. So they're sacrificing their kids' education for that. See, they know the limit is 20 days. Right, I'll get 5, probably 2 holidays a year when it's nice and cheap. Like we booked a holiday, say, for June for me and the family. I'm looking at $3,000. If I book it in April, I'm looking at £1,500.
Oh, I know, it's half the price.
So you know, you can see why. Okay, that's one. That's probably one reason.
That's one factor. Yeah.
The other is, Niall, and I'm sorry to say this, but ever since we let Queen Greta loose on the world stage, we've let a child tell adults how to run the world. Kids have turned around and says, These adults are absolute gobshites. They're terrified of us.
What was all that about, by the way, that Queen Greta thing? I know you're Greta Thunberg.
We're meant to be dead now.
Look, the polarized caps are about to melt 2 years ago.
I'm meant to be sitting in shorts now while I'm sitting up a mountain in Kilkenny. Isn't it?
Greta told us in 2017 we'd be extinct in 10 years' time. Like, the girl was clearly touched, but yet the world listened to her. And, you know, and all these people now are still trying to defend what she said at the time, even though she's deleted loads of her tweets that
lots
she put
of
up.
It. Yeah. And there's a
crackers, absolutely crackers. Now, by the way, she's moved off climate change. She doesn't do that anymore. She's now into, she's into Palestine now.
She's all under whoever's paying her for that. But see, she was allowed to give up school. I mean, we've, ever since that last referendum on the children's rights, we all agree children should have rights, but children also need direction. Children also need leadership.
Our parents children too soft. Our parents got too soft.
Ah, will you?
Jason, what would you have done if you what would your ma have done if you woke up in the morning and you know your school bag's at the end of the bed and your ma comes up and says, Jason, they're out of bed, and you turn around and went, oh, I've a bit of a headache, ma.
I'm feeling anxious.
Yeah, I'm feeling anxious. What would your ma have done?
No, it wouldn't have came in. See, it was never a thing. It wasn't a thing. You get up, you go. If you're dying, the school will send you home. Back then, there was no mobile phones. But now we send kids to school with mobile phones with Dr. Google.
Right, so the kid is ringing you. And I know there are kids who are texting their parents from the class at 11 o'clock. I don't feel well. Can you come and collect me?
Niall, listen to recruitment agencies, right? They're telling you now, grown-ass adults are getting their parents to ring in and get jobs for them. Getting parents to ring in and negotiate. Oh, no, well, my child won't be able to do this. These are 19, 20. See, unfortunately, when we were growing up, Niall, we went straight into the real world at 15, 16, 17, 18. You went out there. Certain kids got to college. Now we have convinced the world that everybody needs to go to college. No, you don't, because 75% of you ain't going to be doing a job that just went to college.
75, well, more than 75% of you are wasting your time. You'd be better off getting an apprenticeship. Yeah. Okay, so you're putting it down to two things. Cheaper holidays and soft parents. Yeah.
Parents don't want to be parents anymore, Niall. They're friends.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just go to Bernie and Joe as well. Bernie, hi, how are you?
That is yellow warning for weather for the weekend. Jeez, I'm only after picking up the stuff from the last storm.
Did you get back the trampoline? Did you get back your trampoline that flew 16 houses away?
I'm not disregarding the fact that some people might want to get a bit of a warning, you know, particularly fishermen and stuff like that. That's fine. They can get separate weather anyway, and they can look it up online. But here's the thing. This kind of, there's a bit of alarmism going on, isn't there?
Well, no,
on coastal areas, there might be the sea splashing over the wall.
Sorry,
you know what I mean?
Niall.
Yeah.
Sorry, Niall. My daughter lives in Kilrush, County Clare, right on the coast. And when they say the water comes over, you should see it. It's not just a little spray, Niall. Honestly, she lives right on the coast.
Yeah.
So we take these weather warnings pretty serious where she lives.
Yeah, I'm not saying you shouldn't. But what I'm saying is, that type of weather has been around for years. It's always been there. On a windy day, like Bernie will tell you, go to Salt Hill on a good day.
Oh, it's great. I know. Yeah, look what I do for a living, Niall. I'm out it all the time.
Yeah, sorry. Well, anyway, Bernie, getting back to kids. Are we too soft on them?
Oh, look, I went to school in the Phoenix Park School back in the 60s, right? That's where I started school. It isn't even a school now. And you had to bring turf or coal to you because there was only one big, every room had a fireplace in it. And we sat there and there was no worry about, there was those bank heaters. Remember the big old radiators?
Yeah.
And you were not allowed to miss school. I mean, you were told that the guards were going to, if you even were seen off the path, the guards would come and take you. So you were terrified. You were in school every day. I mean, I used to have very bad nosebleeds back in the day. And I mean, my mother would send me in.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if your throat, if your tonsils were meeting each other. You went in, you got an aspirin, a baby aspirin, and off you went to school.
Yeah.
It was never used as a weapon. But I don't know what has happened to my kids or parents now. And, you know, I see them. And I mean, he's a bit sick. He's got a bit of temperature. I mean, I would have got a baby aspirin and kicked out the door.
By the way, it was funny. Everybody got aspirin and Dispirin in those days.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's all paracetamol. Aspirin is a blood thinner, isn't it?
Yes, the aspirin is used as blood thinner. But sure, we weren't. How are we to know that if that was a baby aspirin? Remember they were like orange, tiny little yolks.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got one of them, and you were shoved out the door, and you got, you know, your shoes. My shoes, you only got one pair of shoes, and you know, there was no warm. You know, here's an extra jacket. Off you went in your
bowl of porridge. I can tell you now what I got: a bowl of porridge and an halibut orange tablet.
That's for a snap. And there's other stuff, there's yellow stuff, radio emulsion.
But at least our parents gave us vitamins. They cared about us. You know,
But to just keep you at home, Niall. I never remember missing school. I don't ever remember. I think I was the only person in the whole of Ireland that went to school every day, regardless of weather.
Yeah, so did I.
You
probably walked to school as well, didn't you, in all the weather?
Yeah, we walked up to the Phoenix Park.
How else were you going to get to school, Jason? No one was going to bring you.
Yeah, but see nowadays, but look at it nowadays, they're driven everywhere. We walked to school, no mobile phones. We didn't have contact with our parents from the time we left the house to the time we came home. Nothing ever happened to us. But now kids have us over a barrel. Kids have us over a barrel because we've given them the worst thing we could ever give them, a bloody computer in their hands, and this word, anxiety. That's it. Magic word.
Yeah. And the other thing is the fear of spreading these diseases, that your child will be blamed or targeted. Oh, he brought in the
chicken pox. The chicken pox.
Yeah, it was your child. You didn't let on. Like, you wouldn't obviously go in. You know, I don't know when we got chicken pox, but I remember you went to school with the spots, like.
The measles.
And that white stuff. The white
stuff. Calamine lotion.
Remember Calamine lotion? You remember it?
You'd be covered in calamine lotion. I remember.
Remember if you scratched.
Go ahead, Bernie.
You know the pink stuff, the Mercurochrome. You used to stab it on your if you fell out the back garden. It was like this pink thing that came in a brown bottle and was dabbed on your wounds.
Yeah,
and that was it.
Tip or tick or something, wasn't it?
But by the way, I think our parents were better parents. Parents nowadays don't do those kind of things. You know, I mean, my dad always had a bottle of Dettol in the press. And if you cut yourself like that, he'd get the cotton wool out and he'd be rubbing it with the Dettol and cleaning it. And
Germaline.
Yeah, Germaline was another one,
Germaline, do you remember that?
And Savalon. Savalon,
It smelled like a hospital. Especially if you had a big family. My mother doused us in it, kept us all. But look, we didn't get sick, Niall.
Okay, but sorry, Bernie, you still didn't answer me. Why do you think... the kids today are not going to school because 1 in 4 are missing over 20 days, which is a lot, by the way. It's 4 weeks.
Okay, so I do concur that people get the cheaper holidays, right? But I think there's a lot of pandering, you know, it's pandering to the child. Like, I mean, you went in with snots, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I've been coming into work for the last 4 weeks with snots.
Oh, I'm getting the violin out. God love you with the schnapps and the two doses.
I'm actually a horse here now at the moment, and I'm lording down the mic every now and again to cough. So I've been coming to work with a cold for the last, 3 weeks, actually, 3 weeks.
So why do we feel the kids can't go anywhere with any sort of problem now? What's changed?
They look for any reason now just to have a day off. We're not doing them any favours because, you know, when they get older and go to work, they won't get away with that.
But you see, this is...
Unless they work for the civil service, they get away with anything.
But you know, like this working from home, is this new people that is... This is now how it's going to spread. Working from home, you don't have to bring... Your kids can have a pyjama day with you because you're working from home and you can keep an eye on them. You know, where is the change? Like, schools should be responsible for the pupils that are attending the school. And they should be ringing the parents and saying, why isn't Joe in today?
Yeah, somebody else texted in and says, remember the Zoobs in the shoe polish tin for sore throats?
Oh, yeah, they were brilliant.
Shoe polish tin. That's right, they're a little roundy tin. And I don't know why they put square sweets in a roundy tin. That made no sense. But anyway, they did.
They were lovely, though. They did.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me go to Joe. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, no. Good evening again, and... Again, I want to thank you for all what you have done for all of us during the year and all your hard work and commitment, and again for giving us a voice as well, because without you, Niall, we wouldn't have a voice and we wouldn't have a country either, I can tell you.
Yeah, well, Joe, I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to provide it both on the radio and on the podcast. I'm happy to provide.
Oh, jeez, I tell you, you're the real Taoiseach, Niall. You know, you're the real Taoiseach. It's not that lemon that's up in government buildings. Yeah. You know, he's not He's just a glorified tea boy, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, if you don't like him, he'll be gone next year anyway. The 2025, of course, the presidential elections.
I think you've got
some people think he's great, others think he's crap. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Well, you've got your predictions right anyway, Niall. You predicted everything that came through this year.
I did.
Regarding the election.
I did.
You said it, Niall. You said the Irish people again would vote all these clowns in again.
I did.
You know? Yeah.
I even predicted, in June, I predicted the date of the general election.
You did. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, I got it right. Anyway, Joe, getting back to why kids are missing school, why do you think it is?
Well, I think kids today are, I think the parents of kids today are too soft. And I think they're letting the kids get away with murder completely. Have you seen it now, Niall? Kids are actually telling their own parents what to do. This is the kind of carry-on that's going on. And, you know, like, you imagine how in the old days, if I told my father or mother what to do, I get a good and a mighty slap across the face, I would.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I tell you something, it would put manners into you. And I often did get a couple of slaps, and it didn't do me any harm. But I think what's wrong today is, Niall, is kids today, they're like stage actors. They're like kind of, you know, they're like superstars. They're turning them into kind of... You have all these videos going around. I don't know, did you see that old video that they done here in Cork there during the summer? That rap video.
Oh, I thought that was good.
Did you like it? I think, with respect, it might be good.
Oh, by the way, I wonder if they make a load of money out of it because it went viral. What was the name of that one again? It went viral.
Oh, the cabin crew.
Yeah, the cabin crew. Whatever, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But you see, they're using kids today now. They're like film stars. They're like, you know, like when you had film stars in the 40s and 50s, you know, like all like Ava Gardner, Robert, what was your man? Robert Mitchum, all these ones.
Yeah, Clark Gable.
They're turning them into that kind of atmosphere. And kids are playing on that notion that they can kind of do what they want when they want. But I think there should be heavy fines for this, Niall. This is very serious. Like, this is actually...
Well, it is serious. It's one in four students is missing more than 20 days. That's 5 weeks a year.
Well, I'll tell you something. I remember when I was a young fella, I had a cough one day and I said to my father, God rest his soul, I'm not feeling well today. You know what he said to me? Come on now, I'll drag you up to the school. And I had no other choice. You either didn't get into that school or you get no dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah. There was no exceptions
that's the way
to that.
It was.
Absolutely. Listen, I got to go to a break. Joe, thank you. Bernie, stay there. Oh, what? Oh, she's playing that song in the background. Look at Jane. She's getting all excited now because she's back for one night only. Is that the song? Hurry up there. The number is 087-188-0008. That is the cabin crew, and I can't remember the name of the bloody thing. What's it called? The Spark. That's the name of it. Yeah, back in a second. The question we are asking is, why are children missing so many days? We're talking about data from the Department of Education, which shows that one quarter of all students, particularly primary school students, have missed more than 20 days. Now, remember, that's illegal. And I mean actually illegal. It's not just a thing that they advise parents to do. It's a law. Your child must go to school, unless you have a very good reason. Your child must go to school and not miss more than 20 days. Now, 20 days is actually 5 weeks, isn't it? Is it four weeks? I was thinking of a four-day week. It's actually 4 weeks, yeah. So, I mean, realistically, even if you're taking them on a holiday to Spain for 2 weeks or something in the middle of the year, if that's what you're doing, and some parents do that, I understand why they do it, that's still only... 10 days. You've still only taken 10 days off school. So you still have 10 more to play around with. Like, it is a reasonable amount of days. So why are they missing all these days? Stay there, Bernie, for a second. Let me go to Mike. Mike, hi, how are you?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, Mike. Mike, why are they missing all these days?
Right, but there are different reasons. Even that, a lot of kids could be getting bad experience at school from the teachers, on a personal experience there, that we had a young fellow at school that time there, and he had dyslexia, and he was allocated certain stuff to be done for him. 22 now or something like that. And the teacher took it upon herself to stop him getting it, getting whatever help he was supposed to get. And it just an awful macronym, Niall. So I can't get
it. No, and I understand how that could happen in an individual case. But here's the thing. When we were kids, Mike, there was no help if you had dyspraxia or dyslexia or whatever it happened. There was no special classes. And we still didn't miss days in school. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sorry, I'm just saying, Mike, when we were in school, we didn't have the support and resources for dyslexia and dyspraxia. You know, and we didn't miss days.
Things have changed big time now.
No, I know. I'm well aware they've changed. And that's great. I'm not saying it's not.
Let me put this to you now, Niall, the way I look at it. Our generation, when we were put down, we got up again. But the generation coming up now, they won't get up and fight again. Like, they'll just go back into their shell and they won't. You see, if you were put down, you strive to be better. It was reverse psychology, like, where now they don't have that fight in them. That's the way I look at it. That's the way I see it. Maybe I'm totally off the wall.
You're probably 100% right. So what you're saying essentially is we're raising them too soft.
I'm saying that for years.
That's their fault, isn't it? Yeah.
And I'll try to span in the works now, Niall, and to all your fault, to the women that have to blame. Like, the women have mollycoddled them. They have mollycoddled them, and they have destroyed. And unfortunately, the mothers of today would go without in order to give to their children, which is totally, totally wrong, Niall.
Bertie, is he right? Are the women primarily responsible for raising children too soft?
I don't know. I think women are feeling fearful because there's so many things that you have to live up to. The expectation to be a mother now is huge. You know, like all the, from the prenatal care to all that stuff that goes on during the pregnancy, what they have to do, what they don't have to do. Then they have the baby and there's all these, you know, these, what do you, welcome, what's those, disclosure parties, gender, whatever thing is.
Oh,
it's all gone pear-shaped. Do you remember all that?
Yeah.
Like, think of all that. So a woman starting out to be having its mother today, like, it's like, there's no mother going out there getting a maternity dress and just going for one scan. It's like, it's so intensive that by the time the baby arrives in the world, they're literally fearful of what they have to do, and they're following all these ne'er-do-well, you know, do-gooders on in the internet who are telling you, you put the nappy on this way, you do this, you do that, you do the other, you can't sit them up, lie them down, don't give them medicine, don't do this. So by the time they get the child to go to school, there's another group of people saying, well, do you want the child, does it want to know about so many things before they get there? You know,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Don't bring them in,
so they're overprotecting them. But that's what I said at the start. That's called helicopter parenting. That's what they're doing.
No, it's not just parenting. Society is doing this. Like, you know, as soon as a woman is even thinking about getting pregnant, they're on the vitamins and all these things. I mean, we just went out and got pregnant. You know, you know what I mean? There was no taking a any tablets. You know, the condom burst. You know, whatever. You know, you just got on with it.
Yeah, a glass of Guinness a day was not the thing at the time. Yeah.
Like, I mean, okay, I'm being blasé fair about it. I know there's a lot of illnesses and things that can be preventable before pregnancy today because they've got all this modern stuff. But even with all the technology and all this stuff, and the kids are brighter, and you have to go to the ECCL before they get, you know, go to school at all. There's so much. My brain explodes. Like, they have free up to 3 or up to 4, then they go into school, and then they. I honestly, Niall, what was wrong with being 4 and going to school? What was wrong with that?
Yeah.
And you got your uniform and your bag of books.
Yeah, very few of them. I started school at 4 years of age because you're allowed to legally start school between 4 and 6, any age you want, between 4 and 6.
Yeah.
So I started at 4. I was the youngest in the class. But, you know, I managed. I survived. I just no, you know.
But now, I mean, they need have degrees going into school, national school now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have to be able to write, understand what the sign is for the female jacks and the male jacks. You know, all the stuff they're learning in ECCL and all this, you know, drawings and things. We never got any of that when we were 4. Because I wouldn't have known what end of it crayon.
I didn't even know all of this. So what? They have to do a test to get into primary school?
No, but I'm saying is they have to have a certain level. The parents have to read. The parents I'm talking about.
Yeah, the parents, okay.
The children have to be at a certain level going in
right.
to the national school, you know.
Like the only thing I remember is to get your kids into primary school, they just had to learn to wipe their own arse. That's the only thing. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, and the other thing was they have to draw inside the lines of the crayon with the crayons now. I mean, I didn't even know what crayons were it for. No. Like, it's just gone so wild. Babies now are being, you know, sit up. They have to do this by the internet doctors. They have to be that. Then they have to have all these assessments. Then they have to go to eat, you know, all these free. I don't understand it. Like, can they not just be a child up to the age of four, be in like we were, and go in with your bag of books and sit down and start to learn to read and write from the age of four? We all learn from that age.
Right.
Mike, 100%. And another thing, dear, can I put in there? Sure, like, mobile phones now are babysitting the kids, like, which drives my blood pressure high. Like, when I see young kids stuck inside these phones and these games or whatever bloody thing that's on these phones, that's totally wrong, like.
Yeah, I seen a young fella the other day, and I'd say he was five, and he had an iPhone. Now, I know it wasn't his mother's, because I know by the way he was treating it, and she wasn't even looking at him. But he was just sitting there. It was at a table in a restaurant, actually. He was sitting there just going through the iPhone, and he was scrolling and, you know, whatever, looking through the phone or looking at the internet. You know, about five years of age. That's crazy.
And Niall, that's going to fry their brains, like. That's going to fry their brains because, you know, when we were there, the inquiring mind, it was a great thing, like. And, you know, you think back at our parents were hard and tough and all that. But if you ask a question, they'd never tell you shut up, like. They'd answer it the best way they could, like. And so that's how kids develop the inquiring mind. And would you agree?
I would. Now, the only thing I'll say is Jane has put some information on the screen here, which is interesting. Ireland has become a markedly safer place for young children, with the debt rate among children under the age of five halved over the last 30 years, according to a new UN report. And also the state is becoming a safer place in which to give birth, with consistent improvements in maternal mortality this century, according to a separate international report. And the under five mortality rate in Ireland fell from 9 deaths per 1,000 in 1990 to 4 last year in 1,000. So, like, that's a good thing, I suppose. I know you were talking about all the different steps were taken during pregnancy, Bernie. But
no, I'm just saying for a woman to be pregnant. I'm not criticising the system, but is this what's starting the whole ball?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I understand the point you're making, and it's creating the anxiety. Well, hang on. I want to go to Jessica as well. Jessica, hi. How are you?
Hiya.
How you doing? Jessica, let me get back to the original question. Why are kids missing so many days in school?
I have no clue. Now, primary school, I'll admit, you do need to go. That's where you're getting your basic, you know, your basic functions for reading, writing, everything like that. My problem is secondary school. That's where I have the issue.
Okay.
Because when into the, like, I've been out of school nearly 7-8 years now. I've not used algebra once. I've not used Shakespeare once. Why not use secondary school to actually teach life skills? The only life skill, like, subject is home economics, because you're learning how to stitch and cook. Like, you're learning basic life things. Everything else, you don't learn a thing about life. You're just left to your own devices when it comes to that. But
Jessica, school can't teach you everything. And really learning about life and teaching morals is up to your parents to teach you those things. That's not. I mean, a school is not a babysitter. It's not your parent.
Teach them how to understand taxes and everything.
I don't disagree with you. And there are classes nowadays, by the way. It depends on what classes you're doing for your leaving cert. There are ones where, you know, you can do accountancy, you can do all of that kind of stuff, right? But what I'm saying is, you know, and I do believe we should be teaching more of that. Politics, accountancy, all of that, you know, learning to have your own business. We should definitely do more of that stuff, right? I'm not saying. But when it comes to, you know, just general life skills, the school can't be responsible for teaching everything. Now, I know you'll probably never use Shakespeare, and I know you'll probably never use algebra, nor did I. I mean, one of my favourite things in maths was simultaneous equations, and I've never used them. But the whole idea of that is to get your brain working and your brain understanding the context of mathematics. It's not necessarily about the algebra or the equations or whatever it is. It's to get your brain figuring out complicated situations.
I just feel like the brain could be figuring out different situations and working in different areas, but that's just my opinion.
And do you think that's why kids are missing school? Because they don't like it?
I'd say probably. Now, I didn't love school. I didn't wake up Monday to Friday and go, yay, school.
Who does? Like, who does? Some people do, but most don't.
I hated it. Now, I didn't kick up a fuss. I was just like, oh, right, here we go, another day.
But here's the thing. I was the same, Jessica. I wake up and I go, oh, I'll be dealing with this thing.
But especially now.
But I look back now, I'd love to be back in school.
Yeah,
I know, looking back, I'm like, oh my God, easiest years of your life.
Absolutely, yeah, no bills, no worries, somebody else paid for everything, you know, so.
But I think I think like with the primary schools anyway, I think it's parents being pushovers.
Yeah, no, and I'd agree with you.
Like, but now you have, like, I know it's going to sound kind of like flippant when I say this, but if your child now is like, oh, I don't feel up to it, like I need a mental health day. Most parents are like, you need that day to reset, son or daughter, that's fine. No.
A mental health day. Sorry, Bernie. What are you saying?
How'd you go? Like, if this is insane. Like, I mean, this is cracked. It is. Like, I mean, we are given into everything that the child will come up with.
Yeah. Well, should you remember there was a time there going back 5 years ago where they were taking Fridays off for climate change. Remember that nonsense?
Oh, yeah.
The climate strikes.
Where are we on head lice?
And where are we on head lice?
Yeah,
I mean, that was a thing, but it was always a bit of a shameful thing, wasn't it? Even though it wasn't your fault. Because let's be clear about it, in case people think that, you know, lice only go onto dirty hair, they actually don't. Lice focus on healthy hair.
Yeah, you know? There's no mention of lice anymore in schools. Is there?
There is mention of lice in schools. You'd often get a letter home. Yeah, I remember my kids are in school, you'd get a letter home from school.
Once every year, some kid gets the letter saying, there's a bit of a case going around. We're not going to point fingers.
I mean, Jane has a bit of a story about the lice. Go on, Jane. Did you have lice, Jane?
This is a funny story. It's so embarrassing. So this is not school, right? This is only about 5 years ago. I signed up to, you know, movie extras.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I signed up to be an extra in a movie and I was cast as the body double for this blonde woman in a Hallmark movie in Wicklow. So I arrived and I was in getting my hair done and the one was being really weird and she kept looking at me weird and I was like, oh, these people are so snobby, you know, whatever. Anyways, it turned out that she had to tell me that I had a really bad case of head lice and she didn't know how to handle it. So they didn't want to kind of like fire me. So they continued bringing me to the location on top of this big hill, right? To do the scene.
Keeping you well away from everybody.
Yeah,
like.
But I had to wear a wig and stuff because I had to look more like her. So it was just getting really awkward. And eventually this man comes up to me and he's like, we're going to have to ask you to go home. It's like, okay, is this because of the head lice? And he was like, yes. And then this man was bald, right? So I was so embarrassed that I just looked at him and was like, well, at least you never have this problem.
Oh, Jay.
And said, lucky for you, you don't know what it's like.
I got €220 for being there. I was there an hour and a half and sent home disgraced.
Ashamed of yourself with your head lice. But okay, just to remind parents again, if your child comes home with head lice, it doesn't mean your child is dirty. In fact, quite the opposite. Head lice seem to be attracted to very healthy hair. But it was a thing, Jessica. You're right. Your kids would be sent home with head lice.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no, like I still remember the days, like you turn around and see a few empty chairs. Like, oh, where is everyone? Now I'm thinking, like, they were either sick or they had lice. That was the two things. But even if your child has a sneeze, it's, oh, you have to stay home. No, just as long as they're not spreading their germs everywhere and you taught them how to, you know, just wash their hands, cover their mouth,
whatever.
Like, go to school. Yeah.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second because I'm going to come to Jimmy after the break. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. We're asking you why children nowadays, according to the latest data from the Department of Education, are missing so much school. More than double what they would have been missing, you know, 10 years ago. Like, what's going on? Are we just too soft as parents? Mammy have a headache? Mammy have a sore throat? Mammy have a pain in my stomach? Oh, you poor little mite. You can stay at home. You know what I mean? Are parents just being too soft now? Why is it kids are missing so much school? Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Can I say thanks very much indeed to Margaret as well, who left in loads of sweeties for Christmas. Thank you, Margaret. We love you. Now, not that I've got to eat any of them yet, because the girls outside, they insisted, because, you know, I'm on the air and stuff like that, that they needed to test the sweets for me to make, just to make sure they're okay. You know, like, you know, the king would have a food tester. So they're testing the sweets as we speak. But that's the excuse they're giving me for eating them all. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. 087-188-0008. Why are kids missing so much school? Let me go to Jimmy. Jimmy, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Niall. Good evening. Don't want to upset anybody, but we have to get to the point of this.
Yeah.
And the point is, it's all down to the parents.
Yeah,
mainly
it is.
Women.
Yeah, mainly
women. I see. Mm-hmm. It's quite easy to see kids at 4 years of age up to 14, 15. You see them walking around. You know, it's not a hospital appointment or anything like that. Jesus, it must be something really wrong with that kid. He's out playing every day, but it's hospital appointments every day.
Yeah.
Lazy parents. They're not like the way they used to be. They give in to the kids all the time because it's easier. And they wake up in the morning, they say, oh, I couldn't be arsed getting them dressed, and this time the other, go on, you can take the day off, this time the other. And that is rampant. It's rampant.
Will it, well, it seems to be rampant. It does seem to be rampant, yeah, and you're right. I'm not exaggerating.
It is, yeah, it is rampant.
I mean, that's difficult for the schools to manage that.
It's fundamental, like, not only for the education, for the mixing, for the socialism and all, for kids and all to, you know, to learn things, even play school and things like that, you know what I mean? But lazy parents, that's what it is. You know, you see them going over with their kids in the car at 10 o'clock in their pyjamas, the parents.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I tell you, I see all the time, the area I live in Kildarkin here. That's, you know, it's just bad parenting. And then when it gets to teenage years, oh, I can't control them. You know, I can't control them because you never tried for us in the first place. And it is your responsibility to do right by your child. And if you don't do, you've got to be cool to be kind sometimes. You know, you're going to school no matter what, blah, blah, blah.
What about the other thing? What about
and
the
I'll tell you what, before I finish, you know, my partner passed away. My kids were 11 and 13. And I worked shifts. I managed it. And I made sure my kids were a priority. They went to school. They got the health checks they needed. Did this, that, and the other. They bought all the basics. And whether they liked it or not, they're not the boss. I was the boss for them. Yeah.
And you are the parent. But is the boss. The parent is not your mate. You know what I mean? It's your boss. Yeah, it is the boss.
I have to tell my son that he's 26 now. I have to tell him, I'm not your mate. I'm your mate second. I'm your dad first, always.
Yeah. And do you think as well, people are saying that nowadays parents are taking their kids off school to bring them on holidays because it's cheaper to go on holidays during the school term. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, it happens. It was on there in England there. It's rampant in England and all that, but they stamped down on it in England.
Mm.
They said, okay, we're going to bring your kids on holidays in the first 2 weeks of September. You know, that's what has to be done about it. We're going to fine you. So maybe, I don't know, you can't fine them the children's allowance because that's the children's. But what you could do is say, well, the bonus comes around at Christmas, this time, you won't get that. Because your bad attendance for your child at school, as in missing 25, 35, 45 days. I've done it myself. Like, I was like going in on the hop all the time. I left school when I was 14, so now actually.
Well, different times, Jimmy, you know what I mean?
At different times, yeah. But parents are different now, you know, and they're more, you know, giving in to the kids, this, that, and the other. You know, like, if you're going to teach your kids, you have to be strong. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just keep giving in to them. And what happens is then, you know, kids play up, kids know the system, kids are very clever.
Well, not, yeah, but hang on for a second. Hang on, Jimmy. Jessica, you still there?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, he's blaming women. Yous are too soft.
I mean, I can't argue. I can't argue against Jimmy. Everything he's saying is right. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, when my mum always made sure she had me in school on time. If she didn't bring me herself, I always went to my nanny because... Conveniently, my nanny was literally right. Like, I could see my school right outside my nanny's window. So I always was brought to school by somebody, whether I liked it or not, hail, rain, sleet or shine, I was going to school.
And what is it nowadays bringing kids to school?
Kids just have their parents wrapped around their little fingers, and it should be the other way around. You should have your child wrapped around your finger.
Can I go back to something you said a few minutes ago? Bringing your child to school, right? That's understandable, say, you know, for high babies, you know, low babies and first class, second class, whatever. When they get to about eight or nine years of age, surely they can walk to school on their own.
Oh, no, like, not at that age. I was like, I wasn't getting escorted, but like, because I knew, like, right, I have to go to school, whether I like it or not, I just have to. Like I said, I never put up a fuss. I just went. I was like, look, I don't like it, but look. I was told early in life you always have to do things you don't want to do. So I learned that lesson fast. But it seems parents are allergic to be teaching that lesson.
And even nowadays with secondary school, I understand if a kid lives far away from the school or in an awkward where there's no bus route, that's fine. You know, have to bring them to school. But not this idea that you go to the school and then now there's like a trail of cars in and out of the grounds of the school or outside the school waiting for their kids. Oh, I can't let little Johnny get his, get wet on the way home in the rain.
Secondary school, back off, they can get a bike.
But no, we can't. No, we can't get a bike. He'll get wet in the rain.
Oh, he'll get shaken. He'll get his death. Legs. No, can't have that now.
He'll catch his death, the colds. Jimmy, what's the story with this crack of bringing kids to school? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So they live around the corner, pull up in the old 4x4.
Yeah.
And the kids get out and all that. And then, you know, as soon as Marla has to go to work or can't be there to drop them to school, they're playing up like little brats again. And that's exactly what they are. Little brats have to get away with. You know what I mean? There's no such thing as a bad child about like that. Yeah. And there is some things, some children are different.
Yeah, who's going to bring me home? You only live a mile from the school. Walk. For God's sake. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's lousy parents. That's how it is. And you find that the children that are missing school, if you investigate the parents, it's probably a one-parent family and the mother doesn't know what to do. But what she can do is she get in touch with her brother or her uncle and fucking chastise the child, fuck the law, and say, listen, give a smack across the arse and whatever you have to do, you're getting the school, that's it. And my life.
Now, I mentioned at the start, and I hate to come down on one-parent families because there's lots of great single parents out there. So it is, I want to be fair to say that. Yeah. But, in the cases that are brought to court in Ireland we do it differently to the UK. In the UK, they just fine you straight away. I think it's £300, whatever, right? In Ireland, you have to be brought to court to get the fine. Now, they only make an example of 4 or 5 cases every year, and it's usually kids who haven't been to school for 6 months or something like that, not just the 20 days, right? And you will find the majority of those cases are single-parent families. And that's a sad statistic, and I have to point it out because it's obvious, because I do believe that having the two parents there makes it better or certainly makes it easier for the kids. Not always possible. I understand the circumstances. People break up, partners die. I understand all of that. But certainly, I think, you know, two is better than one. And encouraging and teamwork, encouraging a child. Maybe I'm wrong.
So it's only 150 days or something. You have to go to school. So I'm not sure the exact figure, but...
Yeah, no, teaching is the easiest job in the world, for God's sake. You know?
Yeah.
Let me go to Rob. Sorry, what time is it? Oh, jeez. Hang on, stay there for a second, lads. Rob, hi, how are you?
Season's greetings to you, Niall, are you well?
I'm good, Rob, I'm good. Rob, getting back.
Season's greetings.
Season's greetings to you. Happy Christmas, and I hope you have a great new year. Now, Rob.
And you.
Back to this data that says 1.25 of children are missing more than 20 days of school a year.
I say it's more than that, actually. I say those numbers are quite low.
Yeah, probably.
In my areas, anyway, Cumberland, where you see. A lot of kids don't seem to bother with it.
Well, no, yeah. If you look, the data says 1.25 miss over 20 days. So some of them are probably missing 60, 70 days, 100 days, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. It's got to be that. I mean, I blame the parents, to be honest. You know, it's an easy thing to say, but it's the truth of it.
Mm.
And, okay, in a lot of cases, the parents are afraid of the kids.
They're afraid of them.
Yeah. and particularly teenagers.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. They probably are afraid.
No, seriously.
Afraid to say no. Yeah. Afraid to say no to them.
Yeah, afraid to say no to them. And they're afraid to take them on or chastise them. It's the other side of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do think that parents are afraid to say no to their children in case the children get into bad humour, that makes their life difficult. So it's for an easy life, it's easier just to say yes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I know you have a lot of noise going on in the background there, Rob. I don't know. Are you out shopping?
I'm getting my messages. I'm just finishing up. Oh, hang on, finish here now, Niall. No, I was just thinking. And then the soccer moms bringing the kids to school.
Oh, yeah. In the Land Rovers.
The SUVs.
Yeah, the SUVs, the Range Rovers, the SUVs, the SUVs. Yeah, the fancy ones, yeah.
And they're bringing the kids like 300 or 400 yards, maybe, something like that. It's ridiculous.
Oh, I know, it's. I mean, I do understand if you live, you know, miles away from a school and it's not the bus route, I understand why the child might have to be picked up from school or collected or dropped off. But not if they're only living a mile away from the school.
And you drive by some of those schools in the mornings, aren't they? I see all the subs parked all along there and all the soccer moms.
Here's the thing, right? When we went to school, my secondary school was De La Salle College in Rheny. There was no cars outside waiting for the kids. The odd car, right? There wasn't lines of cars waiting for the kids at 4 o'clock or whatever time we get out of, right? So how did we all get home? And how did we all manage to get to school in the morning? We just did.
That was great, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But as regards the other thing, though, on the absence, school absence, are the inspectors still, or the attendance officers still going around?
Well, they're meant to be, aren't they? There are attendants. I'm not too sure. I don't know. Jane, do they still exist, inspectors and attendance officers? I don't know where they
have them.
Yeah. I don't know when she's going to check now, but I'm assuming they do still exist.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Jessica.
Do you know what's gas is out? And I was just thinking this. Do you know, like, with the way the absent, like, if your child is absent a lot from school, what do you do then at the parent-teacher meeting when the teacher says to you, look, Darren isn't doing well because he's just not showing up? And then some of the parents have the neck to turn around and say, well, that's your fault, isn't it? No, it's because you're not bringing him into the class, and that's why he's falling behind. So how do you have the neck to say it's the teacher's fault?
I mean, absolutely. And Jimmy, what I was saying there to Rob, you know, when I was young and, you know, you went to secondary school and you came out at 4 o'clock, there wasn't lines of cars, streams of cars waiting to bring the kids home. So how do they all get home?
They spend more time teaching them things than never.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, just one at a time. Sorry, Jimmy, go ahead.
They spend more time in them schools as well, all the schools, teaching them a lot of crap where they should be teaching them the basics of life. As in other countries, you learn how to drive in school when you're 16 in Germany and things like that. In other countries like America, as you know, they're setting, you know.
Yeah, I much prefer to teach them that than there's 500 million genders. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's education. That's real education. Right? Yeah. And it's taught from a very, very early age. Instead, now we have wokeism happening at 8 years of age and transgenderism. You know, and the money that's being put into all this, like, you know, detrimental to the kids. Detrimental. Like, a young child cannot make up their mind about anything, you know, solid, until their age. Like, boys, maybe 25. That's how we look at most of them. And girls, a bit more brighter. Maybe
it's funny, isn't it? You know, we're telling kids they can make their mind up about what gender they want to be, but they can't even decide what pair of socks they want to wear in the morning. You know what I mean?
What the end result? What the end result is? They enter society as an adult, and they haven't got a bleeding clue. They wouldn't know how to change a light bulb. They don't know what's what, and they're just the lamest three words. They're all, everybody's on their phones and the computers and all. They're all bleeding brain dead. They can't even write properly because they do everything by text.
It's astonishing, actually, because I would have thought, with the accessibility to information that kids have nowadays, they would be a much more educated generation. But there was only a report out there very recently that said this generation are the dumbest generation. And that's because they're spending so much time on social media. They're spending so much time, like, they don't need to retain information anymore because it's there at the click of a button. They can just Google it. So whereas we had to try and retain it because we had no access to it on an ongoing basis. So that report was in there. We talked about it on the show going back about 6-7 weeks ago. That this generation, according to reports and studies, are the dumbest generation. Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed, Rob. Sorry about the noise in the background, Rob. I do apologise. Jessica and Jimmy. Somebody said text and says, Niall, you sound a bit hoarse. I do. Like a horse. Anyway, it's my cold.
Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.